Hello and welcome to another episode of Your Power Echoes with Julie Silkalunji. I am your host and trainer, and this is where we empower the entrepreneur in you to rise and shine to your awesome destiny and create that residual income, because you've got residual bills to pay. So grab yourself a teapot or copper, sit back and chill out for a bit while I share and talk about what's on my mind, sneak in some awesome deals, and talk about home-based business, internet marketing, social media marketing, and all that good juice. Feel free to chat it up in the comment section below. Share your insights, your interests, whatever it is that interests you, anything that excites you or you are bummed out about and not sure who I am. Head on to julescalpoli.com and get to know Julie Sale.
What is it? First of all, I'll tell you what it is not, so that you know and can recognize what it is as we go through the deeper trainings. Your social media and your online space is your marketplace. It is where you are going to attract your customers, your joint venture partners, your business partners, your team members, your downlines, call them what you want. But this is what it's not. It's not an infomercial channel. In other words, it's not your advertising billboard. It is not where you talk about your business from morning to evening in the hope that somebody somewhere will see it, click on it, and join you. Because that is called hope marketing. And if you have been following my weekly trainings this week and some of the things I've been posting, hope marketing should not be a strategy when it comes to you and your family's well-being. So hoping that somebody will click on your link just because you posted it on social media or you have used a hashtag that talks about it is exposing your underbelly. Nobody likes to do that, do they? I don't like to expose my underbelly. I don't know about you. It's not your company's marketplace. Understand that your company, the company that owns the rights to the product or service or platform you promote, already has its own marketing machine. That's how you got to be part of it, because they've used their marketing system to get to you. But then they then tell you, go tell your friends, just tell everybody about us and they'll join you. But that's not how they've got to you. They've used the online space, they've used social media, they've used optimization, they've used search engines to get global. You want to try the same system that they've used and see how much further you're going to go. So you're not your company's kind of marketplace. You're just a representative. You're affiliated to that company. So it does not define you. I see people calling themselves Julie Juice Plus or Numis Jane, or you know, they use the Bitcoin John. I mean, don't do that. It smells of desperacy, and immediately you put off the big leaders you're trying to attract, because with the big leaders come their network, and you're looking to tap into other people's networks. It's called other people's money. That's why those people that know what they are doing go to a bank, borrow money, do what they need to do, repay the loan, and have an asset that no one can touch, other people's money. In the same way, in network marketing, you're tapping into other people's networks. Are we together? Hello?
Yes.
Am I on my own again?
Yes.
Oh, please do respond when I ask.
No,
then I know I'm not sitting on my own over here talking to myself. Just in case Lecky goes again. So it's not your complaint service either. A lot of people use social media to complain about anything and everything and go on a rant and rant about their life, about their company, about their friend, about their product, and all things in between. Social media is not where you go to rant. Go to rant somewhere else. Go to rant to your WhatsApp. Go to rant to your whatever. In fact, WhatsApp is a social media. Don't rant at all. Find a solution as opposed to ranting. So when you use it as your complaint service, you do not attract the right people, because the leaders do not want to align with somebody who is not on the right path, on the path to success. And I'll show you why as we go along. And do you know that stuff? There's a lot of that stuff over here in the UK. It is not your spam zone. It is not where you post your link every day. Join me. Let us, you know, we are making money. People are making money every day. So join me, and so that we can make money. It repels people because it's amateur. You see, when you look at big organizations, when you look at adverts on the telly, when you look at magazines and you look at the adverts in the magazines, there's a finesse to what, there's a different way they advertise that attracts you to buy or to join or to go and give them your money and get them as your service. They do not necessarily scream, come and join me and you're going to be rich. The whole idea is money is an energy that comes to those that know what they are about. So if you don't know what you're about, it's not going to come to you. So it's not your spam zone. And it's not your comp plan advert. I see a lot of people who post their comp plan on social media. Oh, this is how we make money. When you join, it's a matrix and you bring two and they bring two and they bring 10 and we bring 20 and we're going to make money. Again, that puts people off. It actually scares some people. You know, they're like, oh my goodness, I have to do all that work. No, it's not for me. So somebody who could have come in and crushed it has been put off by your comp plan expose. So don't do it. So this is what attraction marketing is not. It's against all the things that I've just put in front of you and a few more. And as we go along this training, you're going to just get those extra things that you shouldn't be doing. Okay, so you attract who you are. Now I'll say that again. You attract who you are. So whatever you are, that's who you will attract. If you're a moaner, if you're a complainer, if you're an indecisive person, if you are a person who makes promises and breaks them, if you're not integral, if you tell a lot of tales, if you hype things up a lot, that's exactly who you'll attract. You'll attract and even worse. So the thing is, who are you? You want to look in the mirror today and ask yourself, who are you, Hajara? Who are you, Henry? Who are you, Stuart? You will be looking at you in the mirror and asking you, who are you? Who are you, Eddie? Who are you, Brenda? What's that you're talking about? Who are you, Vero? Who are you? Ask yourself that question until you hear a clear answer pop into your head. It is unbelievable you will hear it. Because you want to know who you are so that you can attract the people that reflect your core values. Core values. Because those core values will attract the kind of people you want to hang out with, the kind of people you want to sit together and have a drink with, the kind of people you want to have a happy Saturday with. So you want to start to know who you are because you attract who you are. It is like the law of the mirror. You attract your equivalent in the world. So it also means you want to start to hang out with certain people because you start to grow towards their characteristics and therefore to attract more of the same people as well. So what do you represent? What are your core values? Whatever you represent, and I'm not talking about Bitcoin, Alliance in Motion, World Ventures, My Lead System Pro. I'm not talking about Juice Plus or whatever it is you promote. What is it? You're not forever living. You're not Organo Gold. You're not whatever. What do you represent? What is it? What is that makes you the person you are? And therefore, people will go, in order to get XYZ, I want to go and find Julie. What do you represent? Are you a freebie seeker? We have a lot of people online who are looking for the free. Nobody stops to think that your parents invested in your education. They sacrificed so you could be educated. And then we become adults and then we stop investing. We think that whatever our parents invested in us, that was enough. It will only get you so far because it's the formal education. It's the formal schooling. You actually need to continue educating yourself every day. You need to continue to feed your mind and your soul every day in order to grow into that person that you would be proud of and your grandparents would be proud of and your parents would be proud of. So instead of becoming that, because you're looking for people to spend money with you and join your gig or buy your product, you have to become that person that invests in others, invests in tools and resources, invests in other products and services, because until you open up and give into others, you cannot receive. So you kind of are closed off to the blessing you're looking for? Are you coachable? There are lots of people who are not coachable. They literally think they know it all. They think, oh, what am I going to learn from that? Oh, I've had that before. I watched a YouTube video about that. Oh, that's what we learned in college. You know, they kind of close their minds to anything. And they do not realize that with every training, it's a different teacher, therefore different experiences, different ways of presenting the same piece of product. And therefore, you learn something new if you're open to it. So are you coachable? In other words, are you teachable? Are you a life student? Because when you're a life student, you get to learn so many things that keep you going. Stuart is a life student. He has actually created this amazing space so you can learn to and become the person you were created to be. That successful, driven go-getter. So you want to be coachable, teachable, you know, somebody who can be mentored and who soaks up this knowledge and then reproduces it and leverages it, because knowledge is not power. A lot of people think knowledge is power, but many teachers would be millionaires if knowledge was power. But it's the application of said knowledge. It is the leveraging of said knowledge, putting it to work for you, in other words. So become coachable, become a life student. Do you invest in you and others? Again, this kind of links into the other two things we've just been talking about. There are a lot of people who think that investing in a product or service is enough. I mean, that's it. Please go and pause that thing. So you want to be the person who knows when to invest in you, when to invest in a resource, when to invest in a strategy or a system, because without those things, you cannot automate your actions and you cannot replicate your success. So you want to use the right systems and to invest in the right strategies in order to grow your business. All this contributes to your attractiveness to other people, because they know you, show them the way, you've got the roadmap, you've got the systems in place, you've got the techniques, you've got a plan, and you've got a mode of operation that they can follow. That's why a lot of people feel comfortable in the corporate space, because everything has been set up for them, right? Yeah, because somebody has set it all up.
Right.
It didn't bring it all itself together. Somebody sets it. Stuart set this whole gig up. He made sure everything's there for you guys to walk in and start to learn, so that you can go out successful entrepreneurs ready to do the same. Invest, learn, teach. I hope you have that in your mind, and it's sink it, bury it into your mind so that it becomes part of your core values. You invest in you. You learn what you need to learn. You apply it to your business, your life, your systems, and you teach others to do the same. And don't teach any old other, because you've invested in you with your hard dollar. You have to invest in those who are worthy, who are also ready to invest as well, who are saying, yes, I want to run, walk, soar with you, so I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I'm ready to learn. So you then pour into them what you've been poured into in this whole training, so they can also carry the same success forward, because you've got the roadmap. So invest in you and invest in others who are ready to walk the talk. So are you a teacher? Because when you learn something, you're supposed to pass it on. If we didn't have people teaching us the things we know, if you didn't have your teacher teaching you how to be an engineer, a teacher, a lawyer, a nurse, whatever you are, whatever, an accountant, you know, you wouldn't be where you are today in terms of your, you know, educational achievements. So you want to become a teacher, because guess what, guys? The money is in education. And not the mainstream education, but in adult education. There's so much money in training people where they are, as in the workplace, training people to become better and to rank up and to grow and to be promoted in their workplace. That's where the money is. So become a teacher. See where I am right here? I'm a teacher, and I get paid to sit in the comfort of my home, sipping my tea, teaching people globally. So when you tap into that industry, you'll never run out of money. So I hope the leaders among you, the ones who are going to drive a Ferrari, I think you're listening, and you're listening hard. And by the way, don't worry about taking notes. You can take notes, by the way, because some things are not on the slides, because you might want to note some things I'm saying, but you will receive all this in a downloadable, and I'm sure you all have access to the training membership site. Do you? Good. So you can, you'll download it. It'll be there for you to take a look at over and over again. So focus on branding you. Having said all the things I said before, who is the brand then? You are. You are the brand. Until you create that wildly successful product, service, or platform that everybody wants to tap into, they buy into you. They don't buy into anything. They don't buy into your comp plan. They don't buy into your product. There are products galore offline that they can walk into a shop and buy anyway. They don't buy into the hype. The hype may get them so far, but you are the person they are looking to help them build that success. That's why normally when people quit, they think they are quitting on you. They don't think they are quitting on themselves. They think, oh, I'm not going to pay into this Julie anymore, because they buy into you. And then they don't do anything and they might think it's you, but they always buy into your personality, your energy. So let's get branding you. Brand yourself properly as a professional, the go-to person for something, that thing in your niche. Because abundance abounds. Like I told you, every moment somebody is turning 18, every moment somebody is ready to invest in themselves. You have an ever-existing conveyor belt of people waiting for you to place your stand and step up to be counted as the leader who they might follow. Because we are intrinsically followers, but there's always people who are leaders in every organization. And when you position yourself correctly, the competition disappears. I mean, it becomes irrelevant. And I'm going to show you an example. You probably know it all as well. Your MLM company, your network marketing company, is part of your portfolio. So it's like somebody owns a building in town and they say, I have become that building. No, it is just part of your brand. It is part of what makes your brand good. So don't be all about your network marketing company. Don't start naming yourself your network marketing company. Don't start putting it on your profile. So the whole idea of the curiosity that draws people to you is gone, because they already know what you're about. They go Google it, find some grumpy poos who put some negative stuff on Google, and they walk away. You want people to come to you so that you tell them what is good, the benefit of your product, service, or platform, so that they can then make an informed decision rather than making a biased decision from somebody they didn't know or they don't know. Because that's what you do when you get to search engines. You normally find information from someone you don't even know, but because they've written with such authority, you believe them. So become the authority. People buy into you. So become the exception, because you are one of a kind. There is no one like you. So why do you want to become like everybody else? As in, you want to become like Julie, you want to be like Paul, you want to be like Paula. You are you, and you are unique, and you are amazing, and you have to bring that uniqueness out so that you do not fall among the sheep and disappear among average. Stand out, be the exception, because you have already invested in you to be different from all the other people promoting MLMs and whatever else they are promoting online. So you want to stand out and start to be showing the difference, so much so that people want to come to your table of life, and you start to pick and choose who comes and who doesn't get to sit at your table of life. See this example? You see Adidas? I'm sure you all know Adidas or have a pair of Adidas shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Now, Adidas has created a brand so strong, most other trainers don't come. They pale into comparison. They are irrelevant. They are like that other trainer over there. Nobody wants it. It does not matter how good that other trainer is, how much softer, how much more comfortable it would be to the Adidas. Adidas steals the show, because it is Adidas. It has built its brand up. The person who started Adidas built a brand that would be something that would outlast them. And it is. So you want to build a brand that you will be passing on to your children and their children and their children, irrespective of whether the product, service, or platform you promote today exists or not. Because they have a tendency to disappear. Am I wrong? So whatever you're promoting today, you are not that. You want to create a brand, you are the brand, that people will follow you to whichever product you actually promote. People will look up to you when their gig shuts down and they'll be, whatever it is you're promoting, I'm ready to go. Where are we going next? You are the leader they are following. They don't care what has happened. It happens. Life goes on. Where are we going next? You want to be that person. So, who are you attracted to? Who are you attracted to? Stuart, who are you attracted to? Ah! Thank you. Right. Now I'll tell you who I'm attracted to. I'm attracted to leaders. So there you are. I'm attracted to winners. I'm attracted to excellence. I'm attracted to success. Success leaves clues. I'm attracted to people like you who are looking to change their lives, who are looking to make a difference, who are looking to impact. That is where the money is. People who are looking to impact others attract the money because other people are ready to be impacted by you. So who are you attracted to? Answer that question and you'll start to notice who are those people you're looking to attract into your world. You're going to go look for them. Social media is your playing field. Connect with them. Reach out to them. Like what they like. Speak the speak. Do what they do. Use their hashtags. You are hardwired for success. And you're hardwired to be drawn to success. It's in your DNA. It's your destiny to be successful. So I want you to embrace that. Whatever, wherever you grew up from, whoever are your parents, whichever school you went to, it's irrelevant now. You're now an adult and the world is your oyster. It does not matter how much education you've got or how little. The world is your oyster because the most successful people on this planet were not necessarily university graduates. They got their degree after. If you follow Mark Zuckerberg, you will know that he recently went to Harvard and got his degree in Harvard. Recently. He went to Harvard while he was younger and he didn't get his degree because he was too busy building Facebook. He got it recently. So the most successful people are not necessarily graduates, but they have a hunger and a zeal for success, for leadership, for excellence, for winning. If you don't have those bonds in you, which you do, you just have to pull them out and get them to play because they are there in you. Every one of us has them. We're all born closers. Nobody was born a loser. We are all born winners. We just allow the world to drag us into the trenches and then we lose that winning streak. It gets covered in mud, but we can polish it up and bring it out. You know, diamond is found in a pile of that. So is gold. All the metals that we all want to wear and be, you know, cool and juicy with, it's found in the hard, dirty ground, what we call that. So someone has to dig and dig to get it. That diamond in you is in there, inside of you. Dig it out, polish it, and let the world see your light and want to touch that diamond, feel it, wear it, sit with it, and be seen with it. Because you are that diamond. So unless you position yourself as a leader in the eyes of the people that you are looking to attract, in your prospect's eyes, your audience, your leads, you will not attract the kind of results you desire. So you want to be positioned. You want to posture yourself. You want to start sharing snippets of what you're learning on social media. And then don't hashtag your company, because immediately the curiosity is lost. You want people to start coming to you in the private inbox to ask, what do you do? Whatever it is, I want to be part of it. I mean, you, these days you are glowing. I mean, the things you say are amazing. You must be learning from a mentor. You know, I want to work with you because of the way you present and posture yourself. Hashtagging your company, talking about your company, shooting videos about your company, about the money you're making, about the things that your company is doing, those do not work. I'll tell you what works in a moment. And it will still be talking about your company, but in a completely different way that actually attracts people to you and gets them interested in your company, as opposed to running away and saying, ha, those MLM things. So do the opposite of what all other marketers are doing. You know, all those people posting about, my company is doing this, my company is doing that, posting their links on social media. They are not going anywhere and you know it. You know they are not making results. They are not getting results. They are not building success because their life shows it. Until you're successful, you don't do that. You see, the only people that do that successfully are the leaders, you know, those top leaders in your company. They post about their business and everybody likes it. And guess who is liking their stuff? It's people in the company already. So they are not attracting new blood. They are actually attracting their company people who are hoping that something somewhere will break through by hanging around that campfire. And so they like and engage and share everything that person says, does, or posts about. And when you dissect the numbers, you find that all 200, 300 of the commenters are already part of the company. So until you're that person, you don't post about your company, because your company already has an advertising marketing machine way more sophisticated than you do have. And so you need to open and create your own advertising machine that will attract people to you until you're so successful you can post whatever you want about whatever. I mean, Stuart can post about Life Skills Digital Institute. He is the institute, so he can post about it. But anybody else posts about it and people go, okay, what's that? But you can use the hashtag because you're learning something amazing and you want everybody to know about the Digital Institute. But you don't want to hashtag your company. Does that make sense, guys? You want to shout and scream to the rooftops about the training and the learning and the coaching and the mentoring you receive. You don't want to then attract people to you and then they see the company you are already at promoting, and maybe so-and-so told them about it and that so-and-so seems much more postured than you. So you lose posture and it looks desperate when you post about your company, as in that MLM, that network marketing company, that direct sales company. So you are the brand. I've said that already, and I've said that several times across the past couple of weeks. So I hope you now understand that you are the brand. People are drawn to you. Remember, amateurs sell and convince, and they literally chase. They chase people. Now, professionals provide value, they provide a service, and they sieve and sort. They determine need, they ask the right questions. They don't sell, they don't convince. Because when you go into sales convincing mode, the other person starts to feel resistance. You're creating resistance to your sales pitch, and you're also making the other person think, do I have to learn all that so that I can sell that product? Too much hard work. I have too much going on in my life. Not gonna happen. So become the professional, and you absolutely are in the right place to do that. So build a trusted brand online, and I'm gonna show you how to do that both today and in the next couple of weeks. You're going to learn how to position yourself as the leader. Build a brand online that people start to take note and start to want to hang out with you. You can promote just about anything and make money when your brand is trusted online. You can go and check out the leaders in our industry and you'll see what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter what they post, everybody likes it. You can post exactly the same thing they've posted and you get 2, 3, 4 likes, if any. But they have 300 likes because they've built a brand that people trust and love. And therefore, whatever they say, even if it's poop, becomes gold or diamond in other people's eyes. Because success leaves clues and we all are attracted to it. Excellence, leadership, winners. We're attracted to it, and therefore, be that person who, doesn't matter what you post, you can share the same thing that other people shared and yours will be the one people like and love. And money, hey, always handy. It follows eyeballs, guys. Money follows where the eyes are. If people are loving what you're sharing and they're following and they're seeing it, money will come. So your value will be the magnet for your money. Whatever you put out will bring the money to you. Whatever you put out online and it attracts the eyeballs will bring your money. And your social media is your TV channel. It's your own personal TV channel. You don't even need a website anymore. Websites are starting to become threatened by social media, especially Facebook. Facebook is saying you don't need to go anywhere. I've provided for you everything you need. Your own website, aka your page, your own news channel, and advertising. No, your own news channel is your website is your personal profile. Your own advertising channel is your page. You know, the page that's going to brand you and show people who you are. And your mastermind are the private groups you're part of. Now I'm going to dive deeper into that. And you're going to start to understand how the three work together to build you up as the brand that people should be hanging out with. So what do you do with your TV channel? You don't let anybody and everybody walk into your TV channel and do what they want. You don't walk into what TV channel is in Uganda now. I have no idea. You don't walk into the BBC or CNN and say, I want to do what I want here. You'll be kicked out. In fact, you won't go beyond the door. Sorry?
We have Cordelia.
Now, there you go.
We have Cordelia.
You don't walk into their offices and demand to do what you want to do on their channel, do you? Because they've got a system. See, you need to have a system for your TV channel, and today I'm going to give it to you. Because until you set a system so that you have a mode of operation on your TV channel, you won't attract the viewers. You want viewers to your channel, and you want viewers who are paying for your channel, right? Fantastic. Let's get into it. So yes. Where is your channel? Where is your channel at the moment? I'm going to show you the old system and the old channel versus the new channel where you are at. And this is what excites me a lot, because the old channel was expensive. You had to have bags of money to access it. You had to know somebody in the right place to even be given, you know, airtime. And you had to be super cool to be invited to be shown on these channels. But guess what? The new channel, anybody, even my what do we call him? The boy in Wayward, Jeffrey, our house boy, he's on the TV channel. Your house boy is on the channel. Your house girl is on this channel. Do you see how exciting it is that even people who did not have half a chance on this planet now can access these TV channels and make something of themselves if they have half a brain in that thing there? So the old is the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper of old was the hard newspaper. News, Monitor, New Vision, you know, the Daily Mail, the Daily Mirror here in the UK. That was the old news, the old channel, where you had to buy it. You had to buy the physical newspaper to even know what the news was about. Today, anybody and everybody can find the news right here on social media, especially on Facebook. You could find it on Twitter, but Facebook is where it's at right now. So the gatekeeper was the old newspaper. You had to buy it, and you had to go to town to buy it or find that news vendor to buy it to know what's going on in the world. Now it's free for all, and you can read it on Facebook, and people then grab it from Facebook and spread it on WhatsApp and send it to YouTube and send it to Pinterest, send it to wherever they want to send it. So that's one gatekeeper. He's no longer as valid. I don't know when I last read a newspaper. I find the news online. I go on the Mail online, the Mirror online, the Telegraph, the Guardian. It's all online. I even read the New Vision and the Monitor online. Booket, they're online. I don't know, Red Pepper. They're all online. I don't need to buy the old newspaper. And if I have time to scroll through good knows Facebook groups, I can find some of that news on Facebook without even looking for the online news feed. So, where are you based? Where is your channel stationed? Have you stationed your channel to attract maximum views on these channels, or are you still waiting for manna from heaven? We have the next gatekeeper, the radio. You remember the radio? When did you last listen to one?
Yes.
I don't even remember when I last listened to the radio. Seriously, I'm not even joking. And when I did actually listen to a channel in Uganda, and it's done by a good old friend, Elvis Shetty. That's the only channel I actually tune in, and I tune in online. I don't have a radio. Seriously, I don't. I last had a radio 10 years ago. Now, here is the radio is the gatekeeper. And he's opened the door to what? I don't know. Everybody I know who is in the corporate world and who is a go-getter listens to podcasts. Do you listen to podcasts, guys? Do you? You don't listen to podcasts?
No.
Well, start with my podcast. It's called Your Power Echoes. Yeah. I'll leave you the link today. Your Power Echoes with UR. UR Power Echoes. On SoundCloud, on iTunes, iPodcast over there. Go subscribe, like my podcast, and tune in. It's free. That's where some of the free stuff goes. So you want to go in and tune in. Podcast.
Well, oh my goodness, podcast.
Everybody's podcasting over here. Everybody who is somebody. You have a podcast. And Stuart, you better start a podcast. I mean, you have all these recordings. You turn them into audios. And guess what? Every single training that you have is part of your online course. And once you have put it on your website, you have automated your course. You don't have to be in the same room. And guess what happens? You now start to charge for your online course hands-off. Automation, outsource, delegate, and make money while you sleep. Make sense? Education. It's the key. It has always been the key.
Yeah.
The next gatekeeper, it's still there, but you know what? Most people now use the new channel, the TV. I'll tell you a secret. I don't know when I last sat down to watch the telly. I literally don't watch telly. But I watch it in a different space altogether. My children watch it in a different space as well, although they do watch telly. But I don't know when I last watched the TV. This is where I watch my TV channel. YouTube. Video. And lately, again, Facebook is becoming very aggressive in every area, because now Facebook has a podcast. It's called Facebook Audio. And you have a Facebook TV. It's called Facebook Livestream. It is live. And most of you have been on my live streams. Brenda, thank you. Kyra, thank you. Emmanuel, Vero, Hajara. Guys, thank you for joining my live streams. I hope I do entertain, inspire, and educate you. But that's where it's at. So the old gatekeepers, newspapers, radio, TV, they are slowly but surely losing the plot to social media, especially Facebook, to audios through podcasts, and to video through YouTube and live streaming. And this is where your news channel should be right now. That's where you should be positioning yourself to attract your audience, to attract your customers, your joint venture partners, and your newscasters. Are we together, guys? So, where else is your future audience? Because I've just shown you the new get holders, where the old gatekeepers are giving way. They are on Pinterest. Absolutely. Pinterest is crushing it for brands that have already positioned. Snapchat is where your young audience is at. You know, the younger ones, anyone below, between the age of 14 to 25 is Snapchatting away every second. Why? Because they know whatever they chat about, whatever they show, is going to disappear, and they don't have to be held accountable to it. It's all about responsibility. That's where they're at. We've already talked about YouTube, LinkedIn, the professionals are on LinkedIn, the corporates, those people that think they are big magnets in the corporate world, they're on LinkedIn, and they're looking for you on LinkedIn if you know what to do on LinkedIn. And again, I have all the training you can do to learn LinkedIn. Facebook, we've talked about. They're on Instagram. I don't know anybody. I know somebody. I don't think she's here today, but Mata Atuheri is always Instagramming herself. People are on Instagram. Are you on Instagram yet? People are on Twitter. You know, they are on Easy. They are on WhatsApp. Everybody's WhatsApping. Your houseboy, your jaja in the village, your goatherd and your cowherd, they're all Snapchatting. Google Plus, again, Google Plus is akin to in LinkedIn, professional Google Plus, professional bloggers, professional authors, creatives, they're all on Google Plus. Be a blogger. Blogger is like WordPress. It's a blogging channel. So do you have a website? That's why I put it right there in big, bold letters. If you're a blogger, WordPress, you need a website. But right now, Facebook is saying you don't need all that. We can give it all to you. I'll tell you why you might not want to be sucked in by that. Anyone remember Bebo? No. Bebo. Disappeared somewhere. So,
yeah.
And if you had your stuff on Bebo, it's going to be to online heaven. So you need somewhere you control where you can grab your content and move it to wherever else you want to. So that's where our website comes into play. Otherwise, not everybody needs a website. But if you're looking to brand you and grow a brand that people love and automate yourself and your systems, then having a website is an absolute must for you. We have Google Maps. We have Skype. I don't even know what that is. God only knows. We have Periscope. We have apps. That's the digital era, I think, the World Wide Web. And then we have apps. I don't know who has a phone without an app on it. But here's the thing. You don't need to know all this. Sorry, say that.
Uber?
That's Uber. That one
that's
there.
That's Uber.
Oh, there you go. So I didn't even know that.
Yes.
And I have... Uber on my phone, so there you go. Choose one to two of any of these and master it, because you don't see news anchors moving from CNN to BBC unless they've moved permanently. So you want to choose your TV channel, your news channel, master it and become that attractive person on that channel. Now my channel is almost always Pinterest, but Facebook has made things so much more exciting. I do my stuff on Facebook and I pin it on Pinterest and I hit two birds with one stone because I've mastered the two. You want to choose one channel and become a master of it and attract your audience and attract your customers, your partners, your joint ventures, collaborators, and build your fortune because you can. And do it while it's still free, because God knows where it's all going. But all these channels are starting to monetize. And sooner or later, they'll start to say you have to pay to log in. So utilize them while they're free. Now, what now? You've got the channel. You've got people interested. You've got followers following you. You've got people wanting to sit at your table of life. What do you do? You gotta create your social media infrastructure. You've got to create an infrastructure that they can go to, whether you're sleeping, playing, or working. So you've got to automate systems. And Facebook, again, helps you automate these things. The reason I'm focusing on Facebook is because you are all on Facebook and it's what you understand, more or less. And WhatsApp is kind of still out there, you know, but Facebook is where it's at, really. WhatsApp is more for communication. Facebook is where you can connect, communicate, collaborate, cross thresholds. The four C's, they are the pillars of the Affiliate Jet Set Academy. So, how to build a community via social media? That's how you do it. What now? Build a community. Build your infrastructure. Because with a community, you can do whatever the heck you want. You sign your checks, guys. You sign your checks when you use social media the right way. You have to create a profile that screams, join me. I am the right person. Don't write, join my business. Your profile should speak for itself. If you look at my Facebook profile, just yesterday I changed my picture. I was literally standing up and saying, I am the person you want to work with. Find a picture of you that speaks leader. That screams success, that says, I have arrived, before you even arrive, because you've got to believe it and own it before you receive it. So your profile is the best place to start because, again, it's free and you can create a profile that actually speaks volumes about you. You have a space to tell people about you on Facebook. Instead of putting, I am John for Alliance in Motion, remove that because that takes away the curiosity. I've told you already, curiosity is what kills the cat. So you want to bring the cat to your table. So if you put it out there, they're going to know who it is or what it is you're doing and go find the leaders. And there are lots of leaders, including groups that say Alliance in Motion or Bitcoin or OneCoin or, you know, whatever it is you're promoting. There are groups there and there are leaders. And so you don't want to be putting it there when you're not yet in that position to actually guide people to that decision, to that closing. Your page. Now, you can either use a group page and have a group and several group of people using the one page, or you can have your own page. I say go for your own page because, like I said, abundance abounds and Facebook has billions of users every month. Billions. You cannot fail to get even 500 people who are tuned in, tapped in, want to hear your message. It's great for advertising. It's great for Facebook ads. That's the only place you can do Facebook ads anyway. It's great for targeted traffic and leads. The people who like your page are people who you can actually marinate and quickly start to bring into your world because they now are tuned into your message. It's where you share your benefits of working with you, promoting your product, service without spamming it on there. Again, you don't put your business links on there. There are very specific places to put them and people actually do click on them. And so your profile feeds your page and your page feeds your profile as well. If you check both my pages and profile, you'll see that I post things from my profile to my page and I post things from my page to my profile. Both of them build each other up and boost each other and allow you to become the authority people want to work with. And the successes, you share your team successes, you share your success. It does not matter how small a success it, share it. Because there is somebody 2 steps behind you who has no clue what to do. And immediately they'll go, oh my goodness, how did you get that? How did you do that? How did you get there? So don't hide your successes behind scenes. Share them on your page, your profile. And here is the other place to share your successes to attract the right people. Groups. Now, there are Twitter groups, there are LinkedIn groups, there are Facebook groups, there are Google Plus groups. I don't know about Snapchat, but I kid you not, every social media platform has groups, which are masterminds, which is where the egos and the leaders and the followers hang out. Build a community and trust in the groups. Ask questions and answer questions. Live stream in the group. Share your files and documents in the group. Obviously, if you're not an admin, you might not be able to do that. But I think every member of a group can share a file in a group, even if it means that the admin has to approve it. Share your video and your posts. You don't even need a website when you have these things working for you if they are linked properly. And in the groups is where you build authority because you are now connecting with people almost one-on-one. You are standing up as that person who solves problems. You become a problem solver. You find the problems people have, the pains people have, and you offer a solution. And people start to come to you and go, I noticed you said this in the group. Can I learn more? And they may not necessarily take action today, but the answer you give them will get them thinking, I want to work with this Stuart. I want to work with this Kyra. I want to work with Henry. I want to work with Brenda. You know that if you stand out as the person who is a problem solver, people want to come to you with their problem and with their wallet as well, because they know that, you know, sooner or later they're going to have to pay to get that boil bust. So share your testimonies, share your leaders' testimonies, add your leaders to the group and give tips and ideas, and you're going to be that person people want to hang out with. Now, you can create a group or you can be part of a group that already exists and just step up and step up your game. Don't bother with spam groups where everybody just posts and runs. You can even start a brand new group. Now, for instance, we have a group for Life Skills, the Life Skills Club on Facebook. It's strictly for members only. And there are groups like that because you want a group where only members can access so that you can feel free to share your tips, to discuss what you discussed in the class, to hold discussions. You can do quick live streams. Today we're going to do a contest and I'll tell you how it works and you're going to be very excited. Right inside Life Skills Club, only for members. You can create a group that's more general, more open to the public, but it's still closed. It's not to the it's not a public group. You add people to it who you feel are the right fit for your product, service, or platform. But you have to make sure they have accepted to be added to the group. That means you have a quick private chat with them and tell them, we have this group where we share stuff and we mastermind and we share tips and ideas to build our businesses. Would you like me to add you? On average, they'll say yes. You add them. And as your group grows, inside of that group, you never spam. You share ideas, you share tips. That's where you bring testimonies, you bring the leadership stories. So these people go, oh my God, I want to be part of this. That's how leaders build up their teams. They are part of groups and or they create the group where they share and showcase the good in the company they promote. They do not use the company name. They make it a generic group where anybody can be invited to, and then that person is marinated and literally worked on until they are ready. They are cooked. They are ready. You want to cook people inside of private masterminds rather than on your profile, and the pages are not as interactive as groups, so the pages are more for Facebook ads and for advertising and for adding your links. Because that's where you can add your links, you can cross-connect your different social medias, you can add videos there, which you can find very quickly. So you want to do that. So this is your social media infrastructure. And when you look at the Facebook as a case study, this is what you do on Facebook. You can do that on LinkedIn, you can do that on Google+. Not so much on Twitter, not so much on Pinterest. But you can do that on those places. Now, sorry, say that again.
And nothing WhatsApp.
None of that on WhatsApp. You can't do that on WhatsApp. So, and it's free, guys. Isn't that exciting that you have a free TV channel? You don't need to pay. You don't need to know the minister to be given a 30-minute slot on the TV or on the radio show. You don't need to become a scandalous person to be given a front page news slot. It is your news feed, it is your TV channel, it is your radio show, and you are in control. You're the anchor and you guide what your audience sees about you and what they learn about you. And then you're going to sign as many checks as you want with your life because you have created the infrastructure that attracts the audience you want. I do a live show, whether I do it on my page, whether I do it in a group. In fact, I get more views when I do it in groups. I get more than 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 views on one video live stream. By the end of the week, I've got over 5,000 views. 10%, 20% of those people come into my inbox. Imagine the numbers, guys. Imagine the numbers. Are you ready to play big? Fantastic.
Yes.
So, serve. Value. Give value. Give value posts. Share exciting stuff. Entertain people. Be more original than just regurgitating whatever is going on WhatsApp, on YouTube, on Facebook, on the news. Become the news giver. Do giveaways. Do promotions. Do offers. Do all these things that make people say, oh my goodness, there's a buzz going on in that mastermind and I want to be there and I'm going to invite my friend so-and-so, my friend. There's a giveaway going on. When you do a giveaway, people want to be part of the group. So they come. Then you can sell. Because guess what? Every promo, every offer, every giveaway has an upsell, or what others call an upsell, where you then guide people towards your platform, product, or service. It is so easy. It's like taking money from a child's mouth or taking food from a child. It's so easy. It's so exciting. Nobody knows it because they do not know who to learn from. I didn't know it 3 years ago. I was like, oh my goodness, this thing's not working. But some people are making it work. How are they making it work? I want to know. So you are the star. You are the star of your movie and your TV show. And you're the teacher. So teach. Start teaching. Okay? Start teaching. But here's the thing. What teaches and what sells? Lifestyle. Inspiration. Testimonies. Tips. You don't just put inspirational quotes over and over again. People get bored with that. But you mix it up. You mash it up. You be a bit more interesting than that person who has a newsfeed full of inspirational quotes that are not theirs anyway. Okay? Share your story sometimes. See what Seward does. When he says, you know, when I first started out, this is what happened. And then he tells them, he does a mini blog over there. Do it. Visit leaders' newsfeeds. I'll tell you some people to visit. In addition to Julie Silkalungi, check out Ray Higdon. Check out Tanya Eliza. Check out Cesar Rodriguez. Check out Kai Lowe. Check out a guy called Hansel Dennis. Check out Stuart Joe. Check out, there are so many. Check out Brian Fanali. Check out Steve Kribda. Check out, there are so many. There's so many. Check out Chris Kent. Check out Jake Kevorkian. These are leaders in the industry. And when you look at their news feeds, you'll start to get a general idea of what to do and what not to do. Remember I told you there are some leaders whose news feeds are all about their company. And I told you why it works for them. Because they already have a team of 3, 4, 5 thousands of team members who are hanging around their news feed and therefore bumping up their success, basically. Bumping up their news channel to celebrity status. You want to do that for you as well. So, teach about what you know. What do you know already? Invest, learn, teach. What do you know that you're applying to your business that you can teach others to do? And you're teaching others, both those that you hope will come into your you have faith, actually, you don't just hope, that they'll come into your experience. And those that have already joined, you've created a private mastermind for them, like Life Skills Club, where they can share and actually keep each other, you know, supported, encourage each other. That's really the aim of these groups, to support and encourage each other so that people don't drop off the wagon. Because what happens when people are not supported? They quit, isn't it? They quit because it's too hard to do it alone. So they don't have guidance. They don't have a daily mode of operation. They don't have a roadmap to guide them towards the success they hoped and dreamed about. So they quit. And they blame who? You, because you told them about it and they spent 500 quid on it and they haven't made any money. But not because of you, because they didn't do anything, but also because you didn't give them a campfire to sit around so you can share leaders' testimonies, tips, training, and all that good juice. So teach about what you know, because you do know a lot. You are two steps ahead of somebody always. So guide them so that they get where you are. And when they get there, you'll have been promoted 6 steps ahead. Because when you bring somebody in and you help them, you get so much more. What do you sell? Share the benefits of that in tips and snippets. Don't share the product. Even if you showcase your product on social media, phase out and then gray out the name of that product so people do not see that name until they come into your inbox, you set an appointment, you invite them to take a look, and you collect a decision. We are professional conversation starters. You've forgotten, guys. Where do you do all this? Hello, social media. Social media. It is where it's at. It's free. It's exciting. I love it. Always remember, not everyone is your target market. Goodness gracious me, I don't know how many times I walk past the shops right by my home. Just, I don't even think about it. I walk past. If they were in the online space, they'd be saying, that Julie is always walking past. She never buys. Not everyone is your target market. And sometimes they want something and they may pop in and buy it. You will be there. You will be ready because you'll have set up your infrastructure to suck them right in. So set the infrastructure up. Profile, that is professional. Page, so you can do some adverts sooner or later. Unless you're not an entrepreneur, you're going to put some money in the advertising of your business. That's what the big dogs do. I don't know what you want to be. You want to drive a Ferrari? You want to drive a Range Rover? You want to be a billionaire? Well, you better start to embrace the fact that you're going to have to invest in you and in advertising your brand. You are looking to attract the right people. That's what you want. So you're not looking for everybody. You're looking for the right one in multitudes of numbers. You're looking to attract them to you. Not chasing them, not selling them hard, not convincing them, not spamming them with your links, but attracting them. Like a magnet. A magnet doesn't struggle. You put it near something that's meant to attract, it will attract it. You put it near a piece of wood and it won't even react. Put it near a bottle, nothing happens. Put it near a plastic, Put it near a piece of metal and it will go, yep, that's my jam, that's my tribe, let's go. So you attract the right kind of people to you. You're a magnet for somebody. Have you placed your magnet by a piece of wood when you're looking to attract the gold, the diamond, the silver, or you have put it by a glass, you put it by a piece of plastic? Where have you placed your magnet? What are you selling? Whatever you're selling, you can sell it online in a very subtle way. If you go through my newsfeed, you might not even know that I'm selling something. But every day I'm selling because I know how to get people to come into my inbox. And that's where the juice happens. Deals are not made in public. They're made on private golf courses. They're made in private executive clubs. They're made in private restaurants. And then the deal is brought to the executive board and the paperwork is signed. I don't want to be that person sitting in the office. I don't want to be the one wearing suits and ties. I want to be the one on the golf course in my t-shirt and shorts making the deal. Because I am the one that actually receives the money when the executive is signing the contract. See, a lot of people want to be suited and booted. I want to be wearing my casual clothes while living the life that I was created to live. Because that's how it happens. The corporates are in their suits and in their ties, sweating away in the office. The real money makers are out on a golf course, in an executive club, on a resort somewhere, getting the deal done. You want to join that club. So we don't sell products or services. We promote the benefit of the benefit of the benefit of the benefit. You get the picture. You promote the benefit always. If you promote the comp plan, if you promote the company, if you promote what you're selling, you will sell very little. And you're a professional entrepreneur. Mark the word. You're not a salesman. Salesmen go to school and actually learn how to sell hard. And even then, they don't do a very good job because people are like, oh my goodness, there is that man again. Right? So people don't care about going to the gym. I don't. I don't care about doing 50 hits a day, but I care about the sexy body I get. The six-pack when I wear that sexy bikini and sit on a beach and everyone goes, oh, she's hot. The feeling I get when I'm putting on that sexy black dress, wearing my pants, and my husband goes, maybe we shouldn't go out right now. Huh? Oh, the feeling you get when your ex looks at you and goes, oh, I made a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't have dumped him or her so fast. That's what you're selling. Find a way to sell it. And I've just given you the ideas. You don't sell the gym, the hard machines, the treadmill that you can run on 100 miles an hour. Who cares about that? Talk about the sexy body. Talk about the feeling you get when you can run up a flight of stairs and not even break a sweat. Talk about the benefit. Okay? Another example. People don't care about the car they drive. When we start the very first lesson, I told you there are cars and there are cars. Right? Don't come back in here. Go away. You bang the doors and I'm teaching. Excuse me. Sorry about that. People care about how the car drives. The feeling when they're driving that car.
Hey, Julie.
The smell of new leather as they're driving the car. The envious looks they get from their neighbors as they are driving that Range Rover, that Mercedes, that Jaguar, that Beamer. That's what people care about. They don't really care about the car. Any car will get you where you want to go. How fast will it get you there? How quickly do you get from 0 to 60 when you hit a red light? How the envious look you get from people as they go, oh my God, what that car, it sounds amazing. Oh, it's roaring. Brr. That's what people care about. What are you selling and how are you selling it? Are you focused on Complan? Who cares about the Complan? It sounds like hard work, guys. So sell the benefit. What do I get if I invest in Bitcoin? What is it will I get? How will I feel? What will my girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife or children, how will they look at me? Will I be the superhero, the Superman in their eyes? Will I be the sexy mama? What will I be? How will you feel if you take on this product that I am sharing with you? That's what you're selling, guys. Excuse me. What are you selling? How are you selling it? Start selling the benefit. Find the benefit of your product. Your company, whoever they are, ask them what is the benefit of having this product. I need that list of benefits because that's what I'm going to focus my efforts on. That's why you don't sell the company, you sell the product. You lead with the product. You lead with the product. You lead with the product because that's what sells. Because that's how you can describe the benefits of the product, of using the product, the pain of not using the product. The pain of having a body that you can't even go a flight of three stairs and not huffing and puffing. The pain of driving an old car that keeps breaking down every day, that you have to take it to the garage and spend moolah to fix every day. The pain. Focus on the pain or the benefit. Either way, get away from the Complan, the money we are going to make, the people that you're so many people making money, it does not matter. It's not my money. So why should I even care about it? How do I make the money? Show me the how. Why should I do it? Tell me the how, tell me the why, and tell me the benefit. And you will have me in your hand any day. So what are you selling? People don't care about flying. They love the feeling of being on a vacation, skiing, telling their friends about it, telling people you should be here, sharing their pictures on Facebook and having people go, "Mom, I wish I was there." That's what you sell, that feeling. Sell the benefit, guys. That's what you are selling always. I think you get the picture. Because whatever it is you sell, you can sell in multitudes when you focus on the product and its benefits. So whatever you sell, find the benefit of the benefit of the benefit of having that product or the pain of not having that product and sell that every blessed day. Now, here's how. Ask the right questions. There are only three questions you can ask a person when you've just met them, or just met a friend on Facebook. How are you doing? How are you doing? I'm doing good. I'm fine. How are you doing? I'm fine. So what do you do? What do you do, Julie? Well, I work in an office and, I work in an office. I'm a teacher or I'm an engineer or whatever the person is. Okay, do you love your job? You sound like you love your job. I mean, you're like, you don't really sound like you love your job. So I'm just being a bit sarcastic here. So you sound like you love your job. Well, I don't really. It just pays the bills. So how long will that last? How long will you let that go? You don't love your job? You know, I might have something to solve that problem for you. See, you're solving a problem. Really? What do you mean? What do you mean by that? What is it? Well, do you have a month? How soon can you sit down on a computer or on a tablet and you have 20 minutes free? How soon can you do that? I'm not sure. I've got kids to pick up. I've got to go to the market. how when my husband comes home, I can't do anything. Anyway, I don't even have MVs when I'm at home. You show me now. You know what? I'm in a hurry. Remember the hurry? I'm in a hurry right now. I've got a meeting with a client or I've got whatever. You become very busy that very moment. I can't show you now. So give me a moment when you're free. Give me your number so I can call you. You can arrange an appointment. Now, if you build enough rapport, if you built enough rapport up to that moment, they will give you their number. If you don't already have it, if you already have their number, tell them, you know what, I'll call you later this evening and we'll have a chat. Will that be fine? Confirm that it will be fine. Although, no, don't call me this evening. My husband will go crazy. Call me tomorrow. Okay, what time? Then you zone in on the time. It's very easy to hold a conversation with somebody. Obviously, nuances, different circumstances, it might not go as I've just kind of given it. But you want to get them to see the information. You're looking to get people to see your business. The more eyeballs, the more money. Money follows eyeballs. So ask the right question. How can I do this? How can I get a better, sexier body? How can I achieve the rank, whatever the rank is in your company that you're looking to achieve? How can I travel more for less? How can I afford my dream lifestyle? How can I? When you ask the how, you attract the answer. You find the answer because you're asking the right question. And in the same way, ask your prospects or your target audience the same way. When you are showing, when you're sharing a tip, ask, do you want to know how you can get a better body? Who wants to know how to create a better lifestyle? Who wants to know how they can travel for more for less? Who wants to know how? How do you do XYZ? I'm going to show you today. How? Ask the question and say you are going to give them the answer. Invite them to your inbox.
Right.
Invite people to your inbox. Say, if you want to know, I can tell you, but I don't want to splash it everywhere. It's only for those who really want to know. Because when you splash it, then you've given away the show, then they are not interested. They're not curious enough to come and ask. And only until you can give them your personal attention can you actually get them to buy. Now, here's the thing. When you set your infrastructure up with the right systems and tools, you automate this whole process. The question is asked. The person enters their email name in a capture page. They get put onto a thank you page where they are told what else is buzzing and they are asked whether they really, really want the real solution. And then they are given an opportunity to actually go to that space and they're upsold. And you can upsell somebody until your big ticket product. You just keep upselling. So, which one looks better to you? Tell me, please tell me. Say A or B. A is the first one, B is the second one. You tell me which one looks better to you. Click here to get 40% off my Super Sales Booster Ecos for 24 hours. Or tonight only, learn how to get more people to buy from you on autopilot and magically increase your sales, your social media. A or B? Which one have you been doing? Mm-hmm. So now you know why you've not been making much progress, because you use the hypometer. The hypometer does not work on social media anymore because we are over inundated with hype on social media, and the information highway is full of people doing exactly the same. Go on YouTube and you'll see that. Go on Google and you'll see that. We have seen it all, so it does not attract us. But when you offer value and then you give it a time limit, when you create scarcity, when you make it look so good, you don't even need to give 40% off because you're giving value and therefore you're worthy to receive the full 100% price. So create the right marketing ad and get 100% sales. Even if it's 2 sales, you've not given 40% off, so you get the full sale. So use the right ones. stop saying, oh, this is super duper business where we are making $100 tonight. Who wants to make $1,000 this month? Everyone wants to make $1,000 this month, but they're not going to tell you because they don't feel like you are the leader to actually lead them to $1,000. You don't sound like it. You have just put it out there, so definitely you're not making it. You understand? When you splash it, you are not the one making it. It comes across very quickly. The minute I read these things on someone's Facebook newsfeed, I know they are not making that money. Period. So, learn how to attract your audience via the right information, like the entrepreneur, the marketer you are, and stop being a spammy salesperson. Because nobody likes the spammy, salesy man or woman. Nobody. Where are your customers, though? See, you could be selling the primest, bestest piece of beef, but you've placed it in a vegan space. The people don't eat meat. They don't like meat. They don't even want to look at a cow. And you've just placed your stand of rump steak there. You're going to get any sales? Nah, don't think so. So if you don't place your stand in the right place, you won't attract the right audience. If your TV channel is facing the wrong direction, you won't get your audience at all seeing you. If your TV channel is talking about religion and you're talking to atheists, you won't get anyone interested. You know, these are diehard atheists. They are not listening. So check out newspapers. You know where they are now. You can either go buy them off the street vendor, or you can go online and start checking out the newspapers. Your customers are there. They really are. Check out magazines. These could be niche magazines. Whatever you're promoting, there's a niche magazine on that space. They are Bitcoin magazines. They are sales magazines. They are entrepreneurial magazines. They are travel magazines. It is there. And they're all online. That's the exciting bit. You don't even have to go look for them manual where, because let's go to town and look for this magazine. They're online. Books and book clubs, same thing. Check out what's in there, because you're checking out what other people in your niche, how are they presenting their product? What are they saying? How do they say it? Because you're going to craft your own advert based on the successful adverts of other people. Avoid the hypey, get this percent off when you take this tonight, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't work. You could go to groups. They are all online. Travel groups, health groups, niche clubs, Bitcoin clubs, you name it. Find the private ones, the ones where real value is being offered, and join them. Where? Online. Of course. They are all online. Social media. Find them. Use the Facebook Insights, that little bar, search bar. Just type whatever you want to find, and you'll find a list of them dropping down for you. And check, see if they resonate with what you want to be, and go join them. Usually, if they don't accept you within a week, they are not active anymore anyway. If you are added and you find that it's mostly a spam group, exit. Remove yourself. It does not help. Or just leave it, because I have over 3,000 groups I'm part of, because I used to join every group. I used to think, oh, I'll join the group and then post my awesomeness and people will buy. It didn't work. And you know it doesn't work because you do it. So go to niche Facebook groups and start conversations. Answer questions. You get real-time contact with people. These are real human beings looking for a solution. There are so many people looking for a solution on social media. There are some people who don't know what they are doing and they are looking for a leader to guide them. Be that leader. You've got these tools. Stuart is teaching you stuff every day. You have me coming on every weekend. You have the tools to start sharing value and start guiding people and telling them, by the way, we have this training. You can come and check it out. Go to this website and check out what you could be doing and building your business tomorrow. Promote the Life Skills Digital Institute, because with that, you'll also get affiliates. I believe I did tell you in the beginning that Some of you may be actually recouping your costs before you leave the academy, because you're gonna become affiliates. When you refer people to the Digital Institute, Stuart has something juicy for you. Okay, so now these people are following you. They like what you do. Some are telling you their life stories. A few are giving you sub stories. What next? Well, share value daily on your newsfeed, in the groups, on the page. I've just given you the infrastructure. Share value daily in those places. Be that person who stands out for sharing value than that person who's always sharing jokes, talking about what everybody is talking about, sharing what everybody else has regurgitated, nothing new, so why should I come to your newsfeed? Or you're talking about your company, that company, this comp plan, this making money, that, and I'm like, oh my goodness, boring. Be you, everyone else is taken. You are unique, you're magnificent, you're amazing, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're the diamond in the rough. Polish your diamond and let people come to worship at the altar of Kyra, Stuart, Brenda, Henry, Talemwa, Hajara, Vero, Eddie, Lawrence, whoever you are. Let people come to you because you're being you. Be genuine and integral. People will be attracted to you because you are now projecting the right energy, the energy that attracts the people that are like you. You're not projecting Julie. You're not projecting Stuart. You're projecting you. Share your lifestyle. Lifestyle sells, guys. You know, when you share that picture of you standing by the Nile River, how many people live in that area who are on Facebook? Get a beautiful angle. Find that beautiful scenery where you live. Take a picture. Post it on Facebook. You'll see how many people like that and how many people don't even respond to your this company, this comp plan, that. You tell me. Am I telling lies? Lifestyle sells. Because people will want to align with your lifestyle. People will want to align with the fun times you're having. People will want to hang out with the success you're showing. I told you, I'm attracted to success, winners, excellence, leadership. You showcase these things even before they arrive in your physical life. Start to show people that you are living the life you deserve, because you are. You're just not realizing it. You're waiting for some kind of excellent miracle from heaven to change your life. You are in control. You're the driver. You're the pilot. You're the leader. Step up and start leading your life to where you want it to go. So share your lifestyle, stories, sell, facts, tell. When you go on a webinar, do you notice that the person presenting always tells you their story, their struggle, their search, when they found the catalyst that has actually catapulted them to where they are today? And then they tell you, today I'm going to share you the secret to how it happened. Or I'm going to share with you some of the things I did to help you also get over XYZ. That was part of my journey. Stories sell because people can relate and resonate, and they start to feel like you're part of them. Oh, so they went through that. I'm going through that right now. They can help me. So share stories. Stop sharing the facts, blah, blah, blah. Share the facts, the story, the benefit, the how, the why. Stop talking about the fact. Doesn't work. Inspire people. Why not? People love to be inspired. People want to be motivated. Show people that you care. Now, that doesn't mean you share inspirational quotes every blessed day. Give snippets of your life, where you came from, what happened when you were 6 years old, what happened when you were 12, how did you go through college, how did you live that life, how has that impacted you today, how can you help other people? Show people you care, and they will care about you. Because until then, they don't care about you. Why should they? But when you show that you care and you inspire them to become the better them, they will respond to you the way you want them to. Educate people. Your newsfeed is your connector magnet. It's free. So educate people on your newsfeed, in your groups, in your pages. So how should it be? Like I told you a couple of weeks ago, 1 to 3 posts a day. Communicate. Communicate Post on purpose for profit. Write that down. Post on purpose for profit. That's what you're doing. Okay? 1 to 3 posts a day, if you can. If data is a problem, one powerful post a day can be better than even 10 posts that some people post per day with nobody engaging. If you target your post to hit your demographic as they are most busy, you're going to get more engagement in that one post a day, and people will start to look forward to that one post a day because it's so much value. Now, it could be whatever your post is, it could be thought-provoking. Now, this is usually inspirational quotes, trending events, news. You know where the news is at, so go find it, bring it out, and then ask a question so that people engage. People respond to questions because we are hardwired to give an answer. So when you share something thought-provoking and you ask a question, you almost always get some people answering, liking, engaging, sharing. Because that's what you're looking for. The more your content is shared, engaged with, liked, the more social media assumes you are popular, you're sharing value, and they'll show more of your content to more people. It's how the algorithms are set. Educate people. Share a tip or two in your niche or product and suggest a solution. Don't splash your company name, product name on social media because you take away the curiosity factor. Entertain. Well, who doesn't want to be entertained? Who doesn't want to laugh? I do. I want to laugh. Lift people's spirits up and they won't forget you. People don't forget people who either hurt them or make them laugh. So you don't want to be the person hurting. You want to be the person making people laugh until they cry or pee themselves laughing. So never forget you. You're the brand. You're the brand, guys. Who's the brand? Exactly. Thank you, Stuart. You're the brand.
Me.
You're the brand. But who's me? Who's me? Me doesn't have a name. Precisely. So you are the brand, whoever you are. Julie is the brand. Stuart is the brand. So me has a name. So who? And you say your name because the power, the spirit, the kingdom, you have been given a name. So name you. Now, this is your six-figure social media strategy. I told you today was going to be deep and detailed, but you get all this in a downloadable, and you are going to get the replay, I'm sure. So your social media profile, you should be the alchemist in this. I don't know if you know who an alchemist is, but it's someone who creates stuff just from nothing. So you are the alchemist of your social media television channel. And this is how it's going to roll. Your profile should give you likability, credibility. It should lift you up as the leader. How you set it up matters. Go look at my profile, model yours if you want, based on that. As long as you don't put works at entrepreneurs and liked it. It sends you to a generic web page that doesn't serve you. A lot of people have entrepreneur and likes it. So what? Tell us, at least just put Life Skills Digital and link to that. So the various ways that you can present your brand without sending people to a generic page that Facebook created just to trap people. You know, so likability, credibility, that's what you're looking for. And that means you have a nice, beautiful picture of you, frontal, smiling, because people respond to smiles, or look the business and look sexy, whatever it is, it needs to be a picture of you. Okay? Number two, what's your marketing plan? I've just given you in the past couple of weeks a strategy that you can follow every day. Post 1, 2, 3 times a week. Post. I've even given you the types of posts to post. I think I did that last week. If I didn't, please do remind me. If you are part of my mastermind, I don't think any of you is, you actually receive a zip of amazing quotes that you can start to repurpose and actually create your own quotes. When you go on my newsfeed, you'll notice that I have quotes with my image on them. I've used two different tools. One is called Canva.com. It's free. The other is called PowerPoint and it's free. So you can use either of them to actually brand you so that when people share that quote, it has your face, your name, and your website if you have one. So your marketing plan is to reach out to people showcase your expertise, share value, I've given you the idea, profile, page, group. Do it every day and you'll start to attract people to you. You'll start to get followers who just love what you share, and you'll start to have people who actually buy into you. Now, today I'm going to break some of you out of your apathy and get you getting even more active on social media. What's your daily personal growth plan? Leaders read. Leaders learn every blessed day. Life students. So what are you reading every day? Fortunately, you're reading every day and you're learning every day in Life Skills Digital, so I won't even go there. Your daily personal growth equals your dollar, your pound, your kwacha, your mula, your cent. Your money is in how much you allow yourself to learn and grow every day. And daily, connect with 3 to 5 new people. You know the drill I told you a couple of weeks ago what to do. Connect with 2 to 3 people every day. Hold conversations. Move that conversation to how soon can you take a look at something that I know you will appreciate. If you have not downloaded my conversation starters, I don't even know what you're doing here today. Okay, so your profile is your brand. You are branding you and you're starting on social media, whichever social media you choose, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever. Facebook is a great place to be because that's where everybody is now gravitating to. Snapchat is for the young people, so that's where your future market is. Instagram is also there. Pinterest is where brands and people that you might be looking to join venture with, that's where they're at. So choose your juice. Marketing, advertising. You've got to have a plan. Without a plan, it's like you're sending your ship out with no rudder, with no direction. How will your ship get back home? So you need to have a plan, a daily mode of operation. Daily personal growth equals consistency. Consistency equals success. Those two are bedfellows and they love each other. If you're not consistent, you will not achieve success. Daily, connect with 2 to 3 people. You're building community, and that's where the money is at. Money comes from people, from people, from people, from people. And eyeballs equals money. So start getting the eyeballs to your, to you, your brand. Community, brand, marketing, consistency, community, brand, marketing, consistency. It's a circle of love, and they love each other. So get it done. Now, let's do a quick recap. It's been a long day, hasn't it? But we're still smiling. And I can hear some of you feeling, oh, it's been so, all this information. Yeah. How will I ever get to it? By revising. That's what we do in school. We go over our notes and we go over our notes. But here is the thing. When we are adults, we don't get an exam. We don't get a report card. Our bank account is our report card. So whatever you learn, you apply, you do consistently, you keep doing, and you become the expert. That's how we get consultants. They do what they've learned over and over again until everybody trusts them to do the thing with their eyes closed. When you go to a surgeon, you want the surgeon who's done 100 operations of the same or even 1,000 so that they are confident about what they're doing. It's the repetition. Repetition, repetition is the mother of success. So you don't go and apply it once and think, but I did what Julie said and I'm not getting results. How many times did you do it? I do it every blessed day. 4 years and counting, and I'm doing these things daily, and that's why I'm getting the results. And I invest in knowing what's happening, what's trending, what's pumping, what's jamming, and I get it into my experience, get it into my business, learn, teach. So, attraction marketing should not be your main action. Prospecting daily is your main action until you start to attract people enough to sit back and let the autopilot take off. And just not sit back, but you know, take your finger off the ball a little bit. Online branded infrastructure gives you credibility, likability. I've given you the infrastructure. If you just go pop back a little bit, that's your infrastructure. It's very simple. Even a child can do it. So you need to do these things every day. Okay, so daily mode of operation, prospecting, and passive marketing. Passive marketing is what you're doing today, as in you create, you sit and learn, and then you go and apply. That's a bit passive. But when you apply what you learn every day, you become a machine, because you start to attract people without working too hard, chasing people, convincing people, telling your family and friends a bit of a tale so that they can buy into you. You know, your family and friends are your family and friends. Don't make them your dollar sign. Tools, systems, and structures to capture leads. That's what we're going to look at next week. What tools, systems, and structures you need to attract leads to your business every day, because that's what it is, isn't it? You want to attract people. You want them to give you your name and their name and email so you can marinate them, show them how awesome you are, and then they buy into what you are. That's how you sell to people. They don't buy from you after showing them your link. What does it do for them? Nothing. Converting leads into sales. That's how this whole thing works. So attraction marketing, it is all these things. It is all these things you're seeing in front of you. But let's get this clear. Building long-term relationships is the business. It's the key. It's the key to long-term success, because your destiny is in the relationships you have. Your money is in the relationships you build. Your success depends on the relationships you have and you build, both yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Who are you hanging out with? What are you spending your time on? And who are you allowing to your table of life? You want to look at that, and you want to look at that hard, because that's what will build you. When you need something, you call somebody and say, would you recommend something like this to me? When you're not feeling well, you want to call your doctor, and you don't want to go stand in a queue in Mulago and wait for 10 hours for somebody to then say, it's late, Dr. Agenzi. When you have a car and it's broken down, you want to have your engineer on speed dial. Who are you hanging out with? Create relationships that will build you up forever. When I was looking for Endagamuntu, I didn't queue for hours. I made a call, I got a connection, and I was in Rubaga getting signed up, getting my details taken, getting my daughters and then baby, whatever things taken, and I'm expecting my Endagamuntu anytime soon. Who do you know? Who do you know? You need to build your network. Okay? Sure. And it's all online. Stuart and I met online. We have never met in person. How about that, guys?
Oh, you need your...
Isn't that amazing? So you know you can connect with the right people online. They're just waiting for you. Have you put your meat premium ram steak stand in a vegan village? You need to change that today. So, any questions?
Well, I have a piece of meat for you.
You do?
Well, I have a piece of meat for you.
Let's stop sharing the screen so we can see the piece of meat. Come on then, show me. Well, change the screen so that I can see your figure. Oh my goodness, that is one big fat piece of meat. So you have been chomping while I've been talking. Ah, God is good all the time. That is for me. Oh, thank God. Thank God. I will get it. I'll hold you to it one of these days. Now, guys, we have a quick announcement today. Stuart and I will come up with something to kind of encourage you and lift your spirits and get you putting to practice what you're learning. So, I don't know if all of you guys have a smartphone. If you don't, I'm sure you're going to have to borrow Stuart's. Here's what's going to happen, okay? There is a competition. We're going to have a competition. Each one of you is going to do a quick, maximum 2 minutes live stream, video, Facebook live stream video on your profile. You are going to name it whatever the heck you want to name it. You have got the idea how to XYZ. How do you want to XYZ? Who wants to learn how to XYZ? Do not talk about your company. Do a short, quick 2-minute video, introduce yourself, Hi, I'm Julie Seal Kalunji of Life Skills Digital Institute, and today I just want to share with you a very quick tip on XYZ. And if you're on live, please introduce yourself so I can say hello to you. If you are following me, thank you. Welcome. Okay, guys, here is the tip. Bum, 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 bish, bash, bosh, booyakasha, done. Okay, guys, did you get value? Who did? Please like, share, comment. Please, this is a contest and I want to win it. So please, I am asking you, like my video, share my video, because the more views and the more likes I get, I'm in with a chance. Share what you've spent your money on there, and I'll go check it out, drop some comments and do stuff later when I get back. How about that? Fantastic. Great stuff. I look forward to do that. So do your videos between now and Friday. You're free to do your video, promote it, share it, because the idea is you're going to start learning how to promote the integral way on Facebook. It is your marketplace. See how many people get to like your video, how many people comment on it, how many people like and share it. That's the idea. Start building your tribe today. So enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the happy Saturday. And it's been a pleasure being with you today, as always. God bless you guys. And if not sure who I am, head on to julescalpoli.com and get to know Julie Seal. Well, that's it for today. I enjoyed that, did you? Let's do it again sometime soon. Share your pleasures below. Like and comment on this podcast. And until the next episode, why not share and subscribe so that other people may find. And until next show, it's been your host, Julie Seal Kalunji. And I am blessed to have been here with you. Rise and shine to your awesome destiny. God bless you. Bye.